Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother, Miraj Muhammad, live on Your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to do so. Brothers and sisters, it's a beautiful night. A little chilly to some people, but a very beautiful night at this time of the year. Normally you get snow and rain and things that will not make you comfortable, but is a necessity. It's the will of God. We can't question why God does what he does when he wants to do it. And so therefore, we have to understand that we have to accept his will at all times. Everything is a purpose in life. And we have to understand that everything is a purpose. But some of us do not. Some of us just live and wake up and do several things in the world and don't understand that God is in charge. And in Al-Islam, we try our best to teach you what God says. Yes, we do. And I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, that the Christians, the Jews, they also try to give you what God says. But most of the time, no one tells you that the books that has been written, that has revelation, got flaws in it. Why? Man has flaws. Man is not perfect. And so it has flaws in it. So you hear us speak about the Holy Quran, and we talk about the Holy Quran, brothers and sisters, because that was created by God himself. And he makes no mistakes. But he doesn't try to clean up everything that you see in these books called the Holy Book. No, he does not. Why? It's because most of his rhetoric. And he's not interested in rhetoric. He's only interested in that which you say that he says he said. And it is not true. And when it's not true, then Allah knew that if religion you wanted, he will create a religion for you. So he says, I prefer for you to have Al-Islam to be your true religion. But he didn't command you. No, it's not compulsory. You can accept it or reject it. Why? We were created to accept or to reject. And that's why Satan does not like us. Satan has no love for us whatsoever. Satan wants to prove that we human beings have too much power. Isn't that something? So people tell you that Satan is a devil. Yes, he is. And they tell you that Satan is going to try to send you to hell. No, you send yourself to hell. He offers you. He deceives you. He cons you. He tricks you. But he cannot make you do anything you don't want to do. Now, how is it? How is it, brothers and sisters, that you will not accept the will of God? But you accept Satan reducing you to your flesh. And without the spirit, you are animal. So you're down there in animal kingdom. Oh, you get high, you freak, you will kill, you will steal, you will cheat, you will con people. You act as if you are Satan. You're not Satan. You ain't intelligent enough to be him. That creature been here for years, trillions of years, say it's that long. Can you imagine trillions? Or maybe you can comprehend millions of years. Whatever, he was here before us, and he served God before we did, and he was the second creation. So by him being the second creation, brothers and sisters, it allows him to try to tell God and show God that we are not bona fide, nor are we qualified to be given what we have. What do we have that they don't have? Because the angels here, and the angels here to do what? Right. They're perfect. Oh, they're perfect creatures. And what was the jinn here for? The jinn was here to be able to serve God. Oh, you didn't know that? Everything in creation is here to serve God. But here do we come. We're the last of the Mohegans. That's just a figure of speech. We're the last to come. Everything came before us. The stars, the moon, the sun, the earth. Yes, the animals, the insects, the birds, the bees, everything came before us. But I want you to keep in mind, it was dead. Yes, it was dead. And God made it come to life. So he took that which is dead and made it come to life. Even the earth that we came through was dead. Yes. But this earthly real estate that I have, you have, that's not who you are. That is earth. But what the other creatures do not have, what the other birds and the bees and the insects doesn't have, and the animals, they don't have the spirit. See, God breathed into that earth some of his spirit. Wow. Through the nostrils of our Father. And then we came to life. So that's why Satan don't like you and I. But we will stoop down in the animal kingdom, and act like an animal. Now, the angels was created to protect us. Well, guess what? They're not protecting you. That's why you're catching hell. Why? Why would he protect an animal? That's what you are. Actually, you less than they are because the animal is better than you. It was created to be animal, so you cannot be them. You can act like them, but you can't be them. So when the spirit ain't in you, you're down there in that animal flesh. That's what your flesh is. So you don't have God. That's why you can get high. That's why you're going to be on skid row. That's why you're going to be a prostitute. That's why you can just run around and do whatever you want because you're an animal. There's no spirit in you. But until God gives you that spirit, that's what he said to Satan, wait till I breathe into my human, my spirit. Whoa, we come to life. So that made us crown of creation because we move with God's will. He's closer to you than your jugular vein. Your jugular vein is close. He's closer than that. Do you talk to God? Do you have conscience of thinking of God? See, we dick all out of Akbar. Yes, we do. That's the best thinking in the world. But most people think it's breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, meditate. That's good. You're getting close. But are you in tune with your spirit? Do you know your spirit? Do you know what you was created to be? It's sure not being down there in animal kingdom. It's sure not being down there loose and don't care about yourself. Are we perfect? No. Because if you were perfect, you would never come to God. So a lot of make us perfect. We have a right to commit a sin. Yes. But when you commit a sin, what do? You beg God for forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We beg God for forgiveness, brothers and sisters. And so that's what you have to understand. And I am tonight fired up because I hear a lot of negativity. Now, I'm not fired up because I'm insulted or because I was taught when they talk about you, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah be pleased in the grand paradise, he said, Rod, if they talk bad about you, and that's when I was in the boxing world, he said, say alhamdulillah. I said, whoa, but alhamdulillah is the right thing to say. Alhamdulillah, brother Herbert, whose name is known as Jabba. Alhamdulillah. Still wanted to know, why did he say alhamdulillah? He said, because no news is bad news. So if they give you news, that's good. Ask them, did they spell your name correctly? Because controversy allow the whole country to talk about. And that's my point this evening, is the announcement that we're making on
November the 9th in Connecticut. Yes, that announcement is going to shock the world because it's shocking people right now. You got a whole lot of people just messed up. They are literally saying, listen, they are literally saying that Imam Wahdi Muhammad community has joined the Nation of Islam. You know, when I was doing boxing on a major level, they came to Imam and said, no, why Murad gives away so much money? He's doing drugs. Imam Wahdi Muhammad said, yes, brother. I told him I didn't believe that. And I don't. And if you are giving me money for my ministry, I'm taking it. I'm putting it in the bank because I don't believe that. And I knew then there was a word in the Quran called fisq, F-I-S-Q. And fisq means from Allah is that if someone come to you and say something wrong about your brother, you are duty-bound to correct it. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, from the Grand Paradise, he didn't say it like that. But now that you learn the depth of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was trying to say, let me show you how he said it. If you see your brother in a fight, don't ask no questions. Jump in and help whoop that perpetrator's ass. That's what he was saying. But he also said, if it's over, meaning you won because it's now 2 against 1, 5 against 2, 20 against 10, there's no fear of fight. Jump in and help your brother. But when you get him behind that door, you ask him, did you start that fight? And if he did, you get him. But you don't do it when it's being done. It's not your business who started. It's your brother that's in that fight. So sister means if your brother is being knocked any form or fashion to take his dignity away from him, you're supposed to protect him. You're supposed to protect him until you see your brother and you ask him, is this true? Is this true, brother, that you are taking the community of Imam Wahdi Muhammad to the Nation of Islam? That's amazing to me. That is really amazing. It's like saying to them, they are saying, is Murad bringing the Nation of Islam to al-Islam? You know, these trick words make an inferior man weak. These trick words make a wannabe weak. Yes, you're weak when you believe that Imam Wahdi Muhammad was a gift to us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a gift to us. You know, brothers and sisters, it's amazing to me that most of us never been to college, never been to college. And those went on to go to college. And now that you decide at 50 and 60, hey, it's never too old to learn, I'm going to college. And the one in college is saying, why is he coming in here? Why he wait too long to come here? Well, it's none of your business. You don't have no right to tell a man when to go to college. You don't have a right to tell a female when to get married. Oh, do she supposed to get married early? Yes, how you choose it early and grow up with them. And some like to play till they get a certain age, and then they get married. Most of them find out they can't produce anything because it's too old. They
Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. We had some difficulties, so I've been asked to fill in for our beloved brother Imam Dr. Miraj. We will continue. We will open with the topic is New Africa Excellent Enterprise LLC. Imam Warif Yudini Muhammad. One second. Healing means heavyweight. The Quran Surah 73, Ayat 5, we sent down to a weighty word. So this is a big matter here. This is no small matter. That's what I'm trying to impress upon you. Brothers and sisters, this is no small matter. This is a big matter. And God says we are going to entrust to you a weighty word, not a light word, a heavy word, a weighty word. So this is no small issue. So when you know religion in the right way, you are supposed to be builders of the world in service to God. That's what you're supposed to be. So you can't be satisfied just having hymn books and vicars, eat and go into sleep and have sex like a dog or a cow or something. You can't be satisfied with that. This religion opens up your mind and makes your mind as big as the sun, and the sun is rendering a great service to life on this earth. Khalifa, Allah says, I'm making man, not let us make man. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a khalifa in the earth. So Genesis 1, 27, let us make man. I mentioned it many times. I have to tell you again because I just read this more and more, and I'm beginning to understand what Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, was saying when he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the archangel Jibril his creation. It is important to know how he addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angel said, Rabbi, my Lord. Rabbi means he did not evolve himself, God evolved him. So nothing exists until God thought that into existence. God was existing alone. This is the teachings of the prophet and the mystics and all of the rightly guided servants of God, that God existed alone before there was anything. It did not say angels were existing. So where did they get this idea that the angels were existing? Said, let us make man. In the Bible, not in the Quran. In the Quran, God says, I am making man. It did not say, let us, to correct that idea. In the Bible, it says, let us make man in our own image and likeness. In the Quran, it says in Arabic, Inna ja'alun su'ati khalifa. Surely I am making on the earth a khalifa. It did not say we. That has direct reference to what the Bible said. Khalifa is from the word meaning past, Adam's life. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm making a khalifa in the earth. The Quran, Surah 27, Ayat 62, I am making a khalifa in the earth. The Quran, Surah 18, Ayat 110, I am making a mortal like you. John 14:20, I in you and you in me. So we have Adam as our first father, and he is called Khalifa. So where does the word Khalifa come from? It comes from a word having its meaning, the concept from the past, in the rear, behind, not in front. They did not have these terms we have in science nowadays, like the term inherit, native, my native life, my inheritance, hereditary. Hereditary means getting it from the past. We say in science, this is hereditary, traits, a hereditary aim in human life. So when we say that, we are meaning that it is something that we did not come here with except for our parents and who were before us. We received it from them. We inherited it, or we got it from their genes, from their natural life, they got it from their previous ancestors before them, and it traced all the way back to the beginning of time. And we say Adam. It goes back to Adam. The world of science is saying the same thing that God says when he says, I am making in the earth a Khalifa. I am making an inheritor in the earth. Later on, God speaks of inheritors, but he first mentioned Khalifa, which tells us it is the meaning of being behind us, not in front of us. That is a phrase, unsara khalif, means look behind you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a khalifa, and it's Adam. And the first man was made to be a khalifa, then all of his children have the potential, have the possibilities of being khalifa. Every human being is made khalifa, but some of us are not brought to see that to see ourselves in the mold consciously. We are not consciously aware of it, but it is in our nature. God has made it. No human with something that other human beings did not have in their nature. So whatever Allah made any human being to have it in his nature, he made all human beings to have that in his nature. Hence, Jesus Christ said, I in you, and you in me. But Muhammad, the prophet, was told by God. One second. Get right situated. Okay. Muhammad the prophet was told by God to say in Arabic, "Qul an bashirun mislikun." Translated, "I am a mortal human person like you." Meaning, whatever you are created, your nature, your natural creation, is the same as my natural creation. That makes sense to me, and I like that. My mind do not have to be paining. I do not have to be hurt. I do not have to hope that I have something else said to me behind that so I can get rid of this feeling that makes me suspect that I should not listen to you anymore. I see human beings. I see birth of human beings. And my own intelligence tells me that all human beings come here alike. They do not come here superior to one another. It is the opportunity that they get in this world that makes some excel and some do not because of bad circumstances or good circumstances, so that they get this world. That is what comes to my mind as an intelligent person. All of us should pride ourselves as being intelligent. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made no other life, like human life, being so intelligent. So we should be appreciative of this special intelligence that God has given us, and we should respect it and value it, and we should be conscious of ourselves and our intelligence, value in our brain, and more in our joint values. Adam, man, pattern existed before he was created. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 96, Kaaba, built for all mankind. The Quran, Surah 9, Ayat 107, Kaaba, the Quran, Surah 9, Ayat 107, pray in the mosque built on taqwa. So we offer the following to you who love that truth. God says of that house, that is the first and the most ancient of the house, built for all people. And then he says that I am making a khalifa on the earth. And here is another symbol whose existence goes back to the first man and then goes back to the creator. So his model, his nature, his form was with God even before he was made. Before he was made, his form or pattern was with his God. So Adam, nefs, psyche, psychology, soul. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, nefs refers to the non-physical person. So he made them from one soul. Nefs mean person. But in this respect, it never thought of as a physical or material person, not as flesh. The flesh body is called something different, like in English it says person, body, etc. So we have different terms. We say body, and you think of a material body. So when you say persons, you think of a particular person by name. So when you speak of the person as persons, you speak of them with some knowledge of them as a person. If you have knowledge of them as a person, your knowledge of them as a person is more important than your knowledge of them as flesh. I can see a person one time and see what you have been seeing for 50 years, and I don't need to see any more. I saw his flesh, and it was enough for just a couple of minutes. I don't have to see his flesh for 50 years like you did, but you have seen what I have not seen. If I am just meeting that person physically, you have seen that person inside of the flesh, and that is what it is talking about. Each person has a psyche and a psychology. Nefs is from the same word that you get, the word psych or psychology. The word nefs in Quran and the Arabic language is more closely related in meaning to the psyche of the human person than it is to anything else. And you know from psyche you get psychology, and psychology does not always refer to the study of the mind. Each one of us have our personal psychology. For each person there is a psychology, not only a psyche. Psychology refers to responding spiritually. Psychology means that the way you are most likely to respond and behave spiritually. That is why I said you are a spiritual body more so than a material body. In the world, we study it and we call it psychology. In religion, we call it spiritual science. So the spiritual science of the human nature and behavior is from Nefs and Wahida. He made two from one soul. We have to get away from thinking of Adam and Eve in material sense, flesh. A lot of the students of religion have come up with these wrong ideas. angel, Iblis, jinn, human. Iblis was not a true angel. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30. You will create one who will shed blood. The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12 to 13, Iblis refused to bow. You made me fire and mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 28 to 31. Angels submitted to Adam, not Iblis. Al-Hadith, page 3, 131 and 7. Prophet Jinn became a Muslim. So angels do not respond or question. So Jinn performs as angels, and Jinn question reason. So the story of all of the trouble that we are addressing during these 3 days of Ramadan, during these sessions, it started with some who is the leader over the angels in heaven. He was not a true angel. He was a jinn, but he was performing in the role of an angel. Now, how is it possible that a jinn can be the leader for angels? As long as he has no wrong in him, he is superior to the angel. If he can perform on the plane of the angels, and he is a jinn, he is superior to them because he can perform in their role as angels, but he has a role that they can't perform. They cannot question things. They can only respond to what God wants without reasoning or questioning things, but the jinn is not the human. He's rational, and he can question things. And he is also capable of performing as an angel. He has the advantage over the angels who can only perform as angels. Superiority is very clear when God says, I'm going to create a mortal human being, meaning that he will be like the jinn, and that he will have the ability to examine and question things and come up with his own independent decisions. But he will have human nature, not jinn nature. So human reason, and it is a sensitive, sympathetic. So human nature means he will be a sensitive creature, and sympathetic to this human being is going to be a different creature from the angels, in that he can question and reason, and he wants to grow in understanding and knowledge, and he's going to be different from the jinn in that he will be sensitive and sympathetic. He will have compassion on the little guy, sympathy on the suffering. He will be just different from both of them, the angel and the jinn. So when this was announced to the angels by God, the jinn, Iblis, who was performing as an angel, that time he was an angel, whether you can buy it or not. I don't have enough time to deal with all of these little small things. Today, at that time, Iblis was performing in the role of an angel. And he was an angel, but he wasn't an angel by creation. He was an angel by circumstances. Circumstances had put him with angels. So he was performing as an angel, but when the test came to see if he was really truly an angel, he couldn't pass it because he was a jinn. He could think and reason it. So when his thinking came into the picture, he said, no, I am not. Accept this. I'm better than these creatures. I'm the leader way up here above all of them down there. Are you going to choose something that doesn't have my wisdom and my knowledge, my skills and my ability? And I have been faithful to you, God, up here with the angels. I have even kept them for you. But God says, when I have breathed into him of my own spirit, or inspired him of my own self, then you accept him, you submit to him. So it made Iblis arrogant, and defined in Arabic, it is Abbas Wastakabira, which means he defied the order and he became proud and arrogant. He saw himself too big to submit to what he was asked to do. God said, get you down from here, all of you together. So the angels and the jinn and the man were cast down, the Arabic word kabir, hubad. Hubad means together. Like an organized group in an organized form, they were cast down all together. So God put the rebellious jinn in the life of all human beings, because the only one who was up there was the Father. So we had not been born or came into existence yet. All of us came from that one he cast down along with the jinn and the angels too that rebelled. If any rebelled, they were cast down. So we know the story very well. We know the angels, they accepted, but they were very hesitant and questioned it too, but they finally accepted God's will. Every angel that questioned God's will and said, what would you create something that is going to make trouble in the earth and cause bloodshed? Everyone that responded like that was not a true angel. So jinn, devil in each person. So it wasn't just Iblis, a jinn up in heaven. There were some others up there, not knowing that they were not angels and performing in the role of angels. But when the test came, they disobeyed or questioned God's will and authority, and he said, get all of you down into the earth. Nothing has changed. This is a big devil, bigger than all of us, big like Iblis. And there are a lot of little devils, and they are in you, in every one of us. A devil is in every one of us, and that devil is the one that interferes with your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know he comes up in your mind. The more you accept him to entertain your mind or your thoughts, the more powerful he gets in your life. And pretty soon, you will be losing your obedience more and more and becoming far and further away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as guidance for our life. To be aware, so be aware of that. Nothing has changed. There is a big devil bigger than all of us, big like Iblis, and there are a lot of little devils, and they are in you, in every one of us. A devil is in every one of us, and that devil is the one that interferes with your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know he comes up in your mind. The more you accept him to entertain your mind or your thoughts, the more powerful he gets in your life, and pretty soon you will be losing your obedience more and more and becoming far and farther away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as guidance for our life. So be aware of that. We don't call the devil in a person, but if you speaking bad, ugly things to you and testing your morals to see if you do wrong, believe me, that is more than a jinn. That is a devil. But some of you might not have that much trouble. All of us have a jinn. They were cast down right with us. And Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was teaching his disciples, his followers, and one of them said, what about you, O messenger of God? He said, I too had a jinn, but my jinn became Muslim. So jinn can convert to al-Islam, or they can be converted to Muslim behavior, Muslim life. So there is hope for the jinn. Authority, family, caliph. So Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Khalifa, every man, is responsible for authority. So the most serious thing we were denied was the freedom to have our own mind, our own families, our own community. We were denied the authority that God created for every human being, every human being is created to aspire for leadership and authority. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I'm making a khalifa in the earth, I am making one to be responsible for authority. That is what a khalifa is. He is responsible for authority. The authority is a divine trust. Authority is always God's. Authority always belongs to God. I hope you understand this. It is a principle, a philosophical statement. You are a parent. Teach your children. Have them do the right thing. Correct them when they are wrong. Exercise authority. But understand that authority is always God, and you are really acting in an office given to you by God. So you are trusted with authority. So that is the meaning of Khalifa. I'm going to create one. I'm going to trust with authority, and he is going to know that I am the authority, but he will exercise my will. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So children relate to them with respect for human life. I brought it down to the family because, brothers, we can have a much better generation of children coming up if we relate to them a little bit differently. Some of you relate to them correctly, relate to them with respect for human life, though it is not a man yet. They will be a man in that boy if he lives. So respect him as one who is growing into adult responsibility. Never look at him just as a child. Look at him as a child who is growing into adult responsibility, who is going to be having the same responsibility that you have to raise children. If we keep the respect for them, they will feel it when we come from the right thing. So when your actions are coming from the right motive and the child feels it, they know it. Don't come from that strong arm thing, that powerful thing. We are going to crack somebody's head. Comes from love. I love this child. I have to keep him straight. And if I don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold me responsible. Now you are situated right. This broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio. So the mud interferes with the vision keeping you from seeing until you become completely free of the old mind and vision, and it is not there anymore. In time, you will forget it, and it will be not important to you at all to get rid of that and have it not influence your life. That is what it is for. And then you are going to grow impatient with not being able to see an irrational world. That impatience is not going to make you so something sane. Think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our Savior. If it was not for our Savior, I know I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't be here. Our Savior give us a new life. He has my family. Yes, he had. He did. See, that keeps the man, the mud on your eyes, but you start seeing. What is my Savior talking about? No. The mud starts drying up. Thank you very much. Peace. And let us keep to the way and know that God has put a new life on this planet, the life of those who have survived the mud, and they are no more mud. They are no more muk mud. They are Muhammad. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Now, let us put it in our language. What is this ummah? What is special about this ummah that God says he evolved. It is not Ummah that is instantly made in a factory someplace or on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years. For more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations, it has been coming forth. Even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was ever a sperm, but the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. Community was coming, evolving of nature and nature properties given by the God who made nature. It is evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and tried to be human and tried to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back there, millions of years ago, it was evolving, and now God has revealed it to you so you can take the responsibility in your own hands and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I'm making a man, not let us make man. Khalif refers to the individual. Khalifa refers to government rulership. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he is making a khalifa, he said to the angel in thee, surely I am making. It did not say, let us make man. No, in Quran, this is the Bible. He said in Quran, in Quranic Arabic, inna ja'alun fil adi khalifatin, translated, surely I am making or forming upon the earth a khalifa. So this is not an individual person. This is a social order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. So when God said that the angels were frightened, they said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appeals to the best that is in my creation, and it is going to draw out of the best that is in them. Satan fears God tell man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. So jinn and man created to worship Allah. So Satan, seeing that he understood that if the angels didn't. And he said, none will be spared, but your special ones that you choose, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them, the majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you this is a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled, and aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there are no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around, but you, because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around. You have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to be faced my shortcomings coming before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I'll tell them, I invited the brother to do this. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Allah showed the angel Jibril the world before and after Satan influenced it. They are related, and what looked at, they are related. And what he looked at that was good was the world before man influenced, before man indulged the world, before his imprint was made on the world. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it, that was designed by God to support man having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discoriate it with allurement, with temptation, things to tempt man, and that is what God showed the angels on the second scene that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work, and the world to make it excite intention for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the subtleties of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now? If you are not already saved by the church, some faith, or some religion most likely, you are going to be destroyed by this world, and usually it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than them, him, you made me Levain. It means earth, topsoil, the bare good topsoil that is rich to grow things in. They translate it mud sometimes. They say stinky mud or something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means that the mud has organic matter in it. So it has a smell. You know the rich farmland has a smell because sometime manure is in it to make it rich. He said, you made him of Levain or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. You fashion him of that, and there is decent decay and matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge to the earth, to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels were coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So he was addressing the coming from a pure human soul, him addressing that which takes over because God put that back in the innocent soul. Allah, two hands, symbolic of the natural world and revelation. And this is Greeks, pardon me, and this is God's work. And that into innocent souls that you are looking at. So God takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creatures maybe cannot answer, not like God can. God says, say, what is wrong with you that you will not make subject to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands, both the natural world and revelation. Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make sajdah to him? You are a jinn. I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people comes from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their community, and not always more, I would say, purified or even having an ethnical interest to establish ethics, no. But they had a human to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelling common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? Table talk, prophet, heaven. So Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a man in the earth. Jesus is the second Adam. Adam is one. Adam is on the first heaven. Jesus on the second heaven. Another thing is important that to know about Jesus Christ as a Savior is that he is the second Adam that is in the Bible. In El-Islam, he puts it on the second level. Adam is on the first level, and he is on the second level in the ascent of the spirit of the soul. Adam is not on earth in that ascent. He is in heaven. All of them are in heaven. So you can be on earth where Adam was formed and be buried in the earth, not ascending even up to Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the creation with man in the heavens, right? He says to the angels, I am about to create a mortal man and give him charge in the earth. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. So when God says to the angels, I am about to put a responsible leader in the earth, a Khalifa, a human mortal, the angels were disturbed and they said, this will cause bloodshed. And God said, wait until I have inspired him of my own spirit, imprinted my own spirit to him, then you submit. You accept him. You make obeisance to him. Sajda. So these are the angels God is addressing. So what is God saying with that statement? God is saying, I accept the human going to make trouble on earth. And humans do make trouble on earth. They are not perfect beings, like angels, to be trusted, to keep the peace and be safe. You can't trust all human beings with that, but some of these humans are going to qualify for my own spirit. I will inspire him from my own spirit, from my own self. God, two hands, world of natural things and revelation. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio. And when the prophet, when that happened, angels, you have to submit to my creation, my man, as I created, as God said. So what is wrong with you that you do not submit to the man who I have made with my two hands? Meaning his two control, major controls, the world of natural things, and this is one of God's control and revelation. So the man that I made with revelation, I made human with the natural world. They are supported by my natural creation, but I am also making a particular man with my words, with revelation, saying, what is wrong with you, Satan, that you do not accept this man, this creature, this Khalifa that I am making with my own two controls, metaphorically, my two hands, but it means my two controls. And it means that now in common language we say, handle him, man. Don't let him handle you. So we thank God. God's word carries spirit and influence. Did I come here to give you a khutbah? Did I come here to convert you to Islam or religion? No. I came here to support us building our community up from the ground. But I know that I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't have had these credits that Imam Alfred Muhammad read off to you. I would not be here today. You would not know me if God had not begun to make a man a special man in these United States of America in the family of the African American people. And I know whatever we are going to do, we can do it much better if we begin by recognizing our reality in its best condition, in the reality given to us by God's words. This reality created by God's words. And the word carries spirit. Every word carries spirit, influence or influence. Whatever you say, I can say, Gant, already I've influenced your mind also, your soul. The word Gant, you heard it. Anything we say, I say trash. It influences your mind and also your soul. How it influences it is a question of where your mind was. United States blessed and cursed because of leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country. The United States blessed and cursed with bad leaders, blessed because of good leaders making contributions to the building of a special people called the Americans, and cursed because of bad leaders, America the beautiful and America the ugly all mixed in together. Now, I am for America the beautiful, and I hope that I am a factor in preserving and promoting America the beautiful. So words make people, means language makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sabians, etc. I said a long time ago before I was called the Imam, I think I was still called chief minister. Words make people, and it means language makes people. The language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people. It makes youngsters of the streets. And if he is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all things, then that scripture communicates to you, made those people. The scripture communicated by those people to their congregation or to each other makes them, and you can tell them when you see them, especially a believer. You don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true believer, and you recognize a believer, whether it is Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, even Hindu, those outside of the people of the book that we identify with as Muslims, Jews, Christians, and Sabians. Some think it is only Muslims, Jews, and Christians. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says people of the book, he is also talking about the Sabian also, and they still exist. I thought they didn't exist anymore, but I found out about 4 or 5 years ago they are still practicing believers on this planet Earth called Sabians. So when you are around them and you have a chance to converse with them and share in their conversation with them, you feel a believer. And after a while, you forget the religious label identity and you are just happy to be with another believer. And you feel good in their company. what does that support? What is that supporting the belief that I have been focusing for the last 15 minutes? A believer that I'm focusing on is that God, this earth. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. So the khalifa, like shepherd, leads from behind. So there are two ways to lead somebody in scripture. You go out ahead of them like Joshua did, or you lead them like a shepherd leads his sheep. The shepherd keeps the sheep before him. He leads from behind. But from behind, the signal that the sheep would direct to stay in or which direction to go in, right? So now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has to see where he is directing the sheep to go before the sheep sees. If he doesn't, he is not the leader. He is not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said, sometimes you feel like I know nothing. Well, that is a good disposition to take. That is my disposition. That is the disposition I take. I know nothing. And that is the position the righteous, wise leaders take. They take the same position. You know nothing. You know God. We know not. Barakallahu Ladeem. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Day, assisting Imam Dr. Murad Muhammad. We will continue this on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Thursday, inshallah, that are my 2 days. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Imam Dr. Murad speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again, and we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.